You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Cheryl Powell, entrepreneur and author, creating her own happy ending one day at a time. Writing under the pen name Cheryl Bannerman, Ms. Powell is an author of two self-published books and an owner of a 22-year-old training and development company specializing in e-learning called Learn to Engage. Cheryl, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yes, great to have you out and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters, how did you get started with writing? Let's start there.
Oh gosh, I was a little tyke when I started. So my mother always encouraged me with tons and tons of books, and I was always an avid reader, and she always encouraged me when I wrote short stories and poems, even in grade school. And I just loved it. I just loved to create another world to dive into and escape sometimes. When you read, you're able to do that. And I was, able to start creating that adventure at a young age. So I started when I was little and kind of went through grade school, elementary school, high school with the newspaper, journal, the literary magazine that they have in schools. Yeah.
Love it. Seizing the opportunities early on. Now, you write in your personal and professional life. What inspires you to keep writing?
I think it's just all about the characters and creating experiences. So, as a writer for my works of fiction, I create characters that go through experiences similar to what we go through in real life. There's just so many things that you see on television and the stories we hear. Life is difficult. It can be challenging for children, teens, and adults. So I do try to bring some of those social issues into the works of fiction and really just try to connect with the reader on that level. And then the same thing with my professional training and development courses, I try to connect with the learner. So what do they really need to get out of this? What would interest them to keep them motivated throughout the course? I really don't like to create courses that are just click next, click next, click next, just page turners, right? I really try to connect personally with the learner and give them motivation, whether it's something that's going on in the news based on the topic or maybe a personal self-assessment, questions, personal questions, and just relate it back to their job.
Now, I would be curious, as a writer in today's times, how do you keep the messages in your book so positive in a world full of so much negativity?
Yeah, that's it's difficult, but I do try through my faith to do that. I incorporate much of myself and my own faith into the books to give the characters hope and to give the reader hope as they're going through some of these difficult social challenges that are in the stories. So I don't like to keep it, one note and too sad, with some of the topics. But it is a great way to bring awareness to a lot of the topics like molestation and domestic violence and depression. So I use that, my faith, to kind of keep the reader inspired and give them hope, because in the end of all my books, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it ends on a positive note, for sure.
Today we are visiting with Cheryl Powell, entrepreneur and author, creating her own happy ending one day at a time here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Cheryl, what makes this last book, Words Never Spoken, so unique?
Well, this one actually takes the social issues and poses questions about each of the issues at the end of each chapter in journal entries. So there are lines in the book with self-reflection questions that the reader can actually relate the topic to themselves. So some of the questions might ask them about what they've experienced when it comes to domestic violence or issues of depression, asking them about limits that they might place on themselves that's keeping them from being successful. There are really deep self-reflection questions, and it gives them a chance to actually write in the book at the end of each chapter. And the same questions are also on our blog on the website where they can go and share.
Also, Cheryl, how have you incorporated your faith into both your novels and your training and development business?
I've actually, I think I said earlier, I incorporated my faith into my novels, giving the characters some hope. And in my training and development business, I actually decided to open up a brand new division called God's Way. And it is a whole series of 10-minute mini modules for Christian organizations, churches, missions, any nonprofit, you know, religious organization. And it can also be used for Bible study groups as well. So they're just mini modules on work life, faith balance, edification, righteousness, what it means to give first fruits. So I really wanted to kind of bring the two together, and this was a really great venture for me to start this year. I'm really excited.
Excellent. Well done in that regard. And in conclusion, Cheryl, is there any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a tip for those that are looking to get into writing or are writers and just want some advice from your perspective? What could you offer those types of individuals?
Gosh, my tip is really that you should not be intimidated anymore about having to find a publisher. It is just so easy to self-publish. It's been a godsend for me. I was really intimidated, thinking I had to market my book to all these different publishing places, but there's self-published sites out there. I use Author House. I probably, for my next book coming out the end of the summer, I'm probably going to use Book Baby. There's a couple of other ones out there. Amazon has one. So you just don't be intimidated. Just write it. Get an editor. You can find an editor on any of the freelance sites like Fiverr. They have editors. There's just so many freelancers out there. So don't be intimidated. Just do it.
And certainly appreciate that advice. Well, Cheryl, it's been great to have had you. Before you go, where can listeners get more information on you, and where can they get access to your books?
Absolutely. You can find information on my books as well as the blog that I mentioned earlier at BannermanBooks.com. That's BannerManBooks.com books.com. And you can find information on the training and development e-learning business at learn2engage.info.
Easy enough. Well, Cheryl, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success to you. And we really appreciate your spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
And you bet it was. We've been speaking with Cheryl Powell, entrepreneur and author, creating her own happy ending one day at a time. She writes under the pen name Cheryl Bannerman, Ms. Powell is an author of two self-published books and an owner of a 22-year-old training and development company specializing in e-learning called Learn to Engage. And for the details, visit BannermanBooks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.